There we are. We got a quorum. March the 4th, 2010, from the House of Representatives, message number 301. Conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with the like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 22. The House conferees are Representative Stubson, Chairman, Representatives Kimball and Peterson. March 4th, 2010, from the House of Representatives, message number 302, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with the like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 25. The House conferees are Representative Lubnow, Chairman, Representatives Peasley and Throne. March the 4th, 2010, from the House of Representatives, message number 304, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate File 75, School District Health Insurance 2. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 58, excused 2. March the 4th, 2010, from the House of Representatives, message number 303, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, House Bill 18, Aquatic Invasive Species 2. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 41, no 17, excused 2, Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Joint Conference Committee reports. Senator Case, are you ready on message 239?
Yes, Mr. President, I am.
Reading clerk, please read in the Joint Conference Committee report.
Joint Conference Committee report, Senate File 18, Limited Liability Companies Revisions, reference House Message Number 239. Signing for the House, Representative Brown, Chairman, Representative Lubnow and Stubson. Signing for the Senate, Senator Case, Chairman, Senator Hastert and Scott.
Senator Case.
Mr. President, thank you. I would move Joint Conference Committee report referencing House Message 239 to Senate File 18, Limited Liability Companies Revisions, and I'd ask the Senate to vote aye. Mr. President, I would first point out that you have a unanimous agreement among the conferees of both houses. Mr. President, this is the Limited Liability Company bill, and as you recall, the issue between the houses was on the default provision for how you either divide the company up or manage the company or take actions when there's no other direction. And the default provision in the Senate that it would be proportional to your contribution. The default position of the House was that it would be equal. Mr. President, we have bumped heads on this, and we really have come to the conclusion that having the default provision be equal is best. And part of it is the problem that when you have, you base it on your capital account, then what happens is sometimes when a company is taken into court, it literally, some members have negative capital accounts. And if you have a negative capital account and that's the cause of the dissolution of the company, then the person that has a positive capital account would end up with the company. That's one example, and that's how it's been interpreted in the courts in Wyoming. Now, there's several other examples that surround how this happens in Wyoming. And so, really, in the end, we decided that this, as the default position, and only the default position, is the best way to go. But we took one more step, Mr. President, to give us some insurance. And we said, here's the deal. This only applies in a situation where you don't have a written operating agreement, you don't have a verbal operating agreement, and then the default provision comes in. But we discussed in committee and came up with the idea of adding one more layer before you get to the default provision, Mr. President. And that layer that we added is that you would look at the company's tax return. And you would see how the company members filed their tax return, and you would base the distribution on the results of that tax return. And since most companies would file a tax return, you take the most current U.S. federal tax return, and you use that basis. And that should eliminate, literally, Mr. President, almost all the companies that would come down to have this default provision happen. Now, in the case that the tax return is disputed, we come to the default provision. So you can see the new language here. And I do think that the members of the bar might want to talk about this, but we've tried to talk to them on the floor. We've also I think that the tall senator from Natrona County can speak for himself as to how he came to conclusions on this after we've worked it. But I do indeed think that this is the best way to go, and I do think it's broadly supported. So I ask for your favorable consideration, Mr. President.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I did sign the conference report. I continue to think that we would have been better off with a default position that was based on the capital contribution. And I was frankly unpersuaded by the other arguments. But the creative idea that we came up with from some of the practitioners that have some practical experience is that with your tax return, you make an election as to how you get taxed, and that will give guidance as to how you really want to be treated, because it's how you, in fact, are operating. And that should eliminate most of the cases of having to reach the default provision and having people caught by something that's different from the way they want to operate. And so that eliminates most of the trouble. And your default position, I think, will be very little used. So I think that's probably the best way to go. I think you reduce the issue of the default provision then from a major issue to a relatively minor one. And this is an important piece of legislation. And I wasn't willing to try to come back here and try to persuade you to vote no over something that probably is very seldom going to make any difference. So that's how I got to the point of signing the conference report and being prepared to urge you to vote aye on it.
The motion is that the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee number 1 on message 239, referenced Senate file 18, and that you vote aye. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns,
aye.
Case,
aye.
Coe,
aye.
Cooper,
aye.
Dockstader,
aye.
Elliott,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Honeycutt,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
Massey,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Meyer-S,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
excused.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Hines.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you had adopted Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on Message 239, reference to Senate File 18. Message 231. Are you ready, Senator Von Flatern?
Yes, I am, Mr. President.
Reading clerk, please read in the message.
Joint Conference Committee Report, Senate File 36, Gillette Madison Water Project, reference House Message Number 231. Signing for the House, Representative Anderson, Bilkrey, and Semlich. Signing for the Senate, Senators Von Flatern, Elliott, and Nicholas.
Senator Von Flatern.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move Joint Conference Committee Report to Reference House Message 231 and ask the body to vote aye. What we did on this, if you remember right, the The House had an issue with water account 3 money being used without a definite flow of money back into it. So on a timely basis, which would have, according to their amendment, taken about 21 years. So we went back down, had a little discussion about it, and our eloquent appropriations chair enlightened them and showed them their error of their ways. But what we did compromise on this was we're not actually earmarking, which is what they were intended by their amendment. But what we're doing here is saying, as you can see by the amendments, that we delete their amendment completely, go into page 4, line 20, and say, from available surplus funds, the governor shall make a recommendation in the supplemental budget request to reimburse Water Development Account 3 for any amount expended from that account for this project. So should there be the surplus, this will be one of his priorities. And, of course, it comes in front of appropriations and on to the legislature after that. So I ask for your aye vote on message number 231 to Senate File 36.
The motion is that the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee report on message 231, reference to Senate File 36. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Elliott.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert. Honeycutt,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
Massey,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Meyer-S,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross excused, Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Hines.
Aye.
Closing. Case, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 28 ayes, 1 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you had adopted Joint Conference Committee report on message 231, reference to Senate File 36. Message number 252. Senator Von Flatern, are you ready?
Yes, I am, Mr. President.
Reading clerk, please read in the message.
Joint Conference Committee report, Senate File 22, State Active Duty Medical Expense Reimbursement. Reference House Message Number 252. Signing for the House, Representative Stubson, Kimball, and Peterson. Signing for the Senate, Senators Von Flatern, Esquibel, and Dockstader.
Senator Von Flatern.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move Joint Conference Committee report, reference House message number 252 to Senate File 22. This is a state active duty medical expense reimbursement. And when it left here, really pretty much said what we wanted to, but the House did see a redundancy in what we, in our language. But what they did then was add some other language about the Wyoming Military Department, which then didn't make that down, adopted a little bit of their language, and then got rid of some of their new language. So now it just says page 2, line 20, you delete or on. Page 2, line 21, delete behalf of, which makes it redundant. If the military personnel is being reimbursed, they're not being they're being reimbursed because they paid the money, not on behalf of some other entity. And then page 2, line 24, with the exception of expenses paid by the Wyoming Military Department, we delete that because the line above it says any third party. So if any third party reimburses a soldier, the soldier does not get reimbursed for that. So the wording third party takes care of the military department having paid for the soldier's unplanned, of course, medical expenses while he was on deployment. So this would only come into effect if there was an illness in the soldier. And doesn't fall under workers' comp or the federal program because he's not on federal deployment. And all we did was straighten up some language. They did catch a redundancy of ours. We eliminate it by taking out that last line on page 2. Other than that, it does exactly what we hoped for, and I ask for your aye vote.
The motion is that the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee report, message 252, reference to Senate File 22, Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Elliott.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Honeycutt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Meyerette.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross excused. Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Von Platern.
Aye.
President Hines.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee report on message 252, reference to Senate File 22. Senator Geis, are you ready on message 261?
Yes, Mr. President.
Reading clerk to read in the message.
Joint Conference Committee report. Senate File 13, Economic Analysis, reference House Message Number 261. Signing for the House, Representative Simlick, Esquivel, Shepperson. Signing for the Senate, Senators Geis, Bebout, and Esmeyer.
Senator Geis.
Mr. President, I move Message Number 261, being Senate File 13, and I yield the floor to Senator Bebout to explain the amendments.
Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the Senate, we had a good conference committee discussion about this particular bill, and I'll just go through all the amendments and tell you what we did and what they pertain to. The first amendment was on the spending. We had thought $312,000 was appropriate. They thought $378,000. We convinced them that $312,000 was the way to go, so we deleted that amendment. The second amendment dealt with the Public Records Act and the information gathered by the Economic Analysis Division that would be available to the public. We thought that made good sense, so we agreed to that one. We took out the next amendment, Mr. President, which was second reading amendment number one, which dealt with socioeconomic in the language. And we talked about that at length yesterday. What does that really mean? I had some discussion with a lot of different people, and the only way to really do it was to take it out, so we did that. Third reading amendment number one, we put in the reporting requirements. It only makes sense on a program like this that we should hear back. And if you look at that amendment, no later than January 1st, 2012, the Department of A&I shall inform the Joint Ag and the Joint Appropriations Committee the status of this program. And the last one, Mr. President, we kept in was third reading amendment two, which was a cleanup that made a lot of sense. And I would ask the Senate to vote aye on this conference committee report.
The motion is that the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee report on message 261, reference to Senate File 13. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
No.
Case.
No.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Elliott.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Honeycutt. Jennings,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Larson,
no.
Martin,
aye.
Massey,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Meyerette,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross excused, Schiffer,
no.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Von Platern,
aye.
President Hines.
No.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 24 ayes, 5 noes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you adopted Joint Conference Committee report on message 261, reference to Senate File 13. Message 263. Are you ready, Senator Villa? Reading clerk, please read in the message.
Joint Conference Committee report, Senate File 31, Federal Natural Resources Policy Account, reference House Message Number 263. Signing for the House, Representative Childers, Manas, and Wallace. Signing for the Senate, Senators Bebout, Hastert, and Jennings.
Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Joint Conference Committee report to House Message Number 263, Senate File 31, Federal Natural Resource Policy Account. Mr. President, what your Joint Conference Committee did was come up with the following. When we went in and looked at the amendments that were made in the House, the first amendment, which was Standing Committee Amendment Number 1, they included the information formulation preparation, and we thought that was an improvement to the bill. The second thing, Mr. President, was Second Reading Amendment Number 1. We took out the language, we just talked about that, on socioeconomic. And, Mr. President, we left in Third Reading Amendment Number 2, which deleted the Simpson amendments that put in the word state, and we thought that made it cleaner. We should not have this group of the Federal Natural Resource Policy Count be involved in state land. It should be only in the federal natural or federal resource areas. So I would ask for your concurrence and ask you to vote aye.
The motion that the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee report on message 263, reference to Senate File 31. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
No.
Case.
No.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Elliott.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Honeycutt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Massey.
No.
Meyer. Myers,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross excused, Schiffer,
no.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Hines.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 25 ayes, 4 noes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee report on message 262 to reference to Senate File 31. Message 241. Are you ready, Senator Burns?
Yes, Mr. President.
Reading clerk, please read in the message.
Joint Conference Committee report, House Bill 18, Aquatic Invasive Species 2. Reference Senate Message Number 241. Signing for the House, Representative Childers, Brown, and Teeters. Signing for the Senate, Senators Burns, Landon, and Sessions.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, I move Joint Conference Committee Report Number 241 and ask the body to vote aye. Mr. President, The House did not concur with us originally on this bill because not for the bill itself and not over any great issue. The reason they didn't concur was because a change that we made over here in the definition of watercraft. The House, when they sent it over, if you go to page 8, line 14, it says, watercraft means any contrivance used or designed primarily for navigation on water but does not include personal flotation devices. And it turned out that personal flotation devices under game and fish rules meant life jackets, where they actually intended inner tubes and those things that you drag along the water. So what the Senate did was we changed that out for water sport toy, which is what is the term that's actually used in game and fish regulations. Well, when it went back over there, they didn't like water sport toy and decided not to concur because they hadn't read the regulation, they just didn't like the term toy. So what they want to do is what the conference committee agreed to do was actually put it in statute, water sport toy, and that's what you see on page 3 after line 9. And then when you get down to page 8 again, it not only adds that language, but it also leaves devices, personal flotation devices, in there. So it covers everything, and it's a typical legislative compromise. You either throw everything out, you go halfway, or you throw everything in. In this case, you throw everything in the definition, and I don't see where it makes any difference, frankly, to the program itself.
The motion is the Senate do adopt it? The motion is that the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee report in the message 241, reference to House Bill 18. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
No.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Elliott.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Honeycutt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Meyer-S.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross excused. Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Von Platern. President Hines.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 27 ayes, 2 noes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Report on Message 241, reference to House Bill 18. Message 260. Senator Geis, are you ready?
Yep.
Reading clerk will read in the message.
Joint Conference Committee Report, Senate File 7, Rangeland Health Assessment, reference House Message Number 260. Signing for the House, Representative Semlich, Yagi, and Stewart. Signing for the Senate, Senators Geis, Massey, and Perkins.
Senator Geis.
Mr. President, I move Message Number 260, referring to Senate File 7. And what we did in there is we adopted some of the House amendments, and we deleted some of the House amendments. On page 3, line 21, after Rangeland, insert as provided in paragraph 1 of this subsection. Then on page 3, line 23, after the period, we deleted the balance of the line. And on page 3, line 24, we deleted the entire line. And then on page 7, line 1, after little 2, deleted the balance and inserted $200,000. We met them halfway, and that's what we did with the bill. I ask you to vote aye.
The motion is that the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Report on Message 260, reference to Senate File 70, and you've been asked to vote aye. Chief Clerk will call the roll. Excuse me, Senate File 7, we're voting on message number 260. Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Elliott.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Honeycutt. Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Meyer-S.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross excused. Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend. Von Platern.
Aye.
President Hines.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 28 ayes, 1 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report on Message 260, reference to Senate File 7. Signing of enrolled acts. Senate Enrolled Act Number 41.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 41, being original Senate File 40.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 41, being original Senate File 40. That's so signed. Senate Enrolled Act Number 42.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 42, being original Senate File 61.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 42, being original Senate File Number 61. That's so signed. Senate Enrolled Act Number 43.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 43, being original Senate File 48.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 43, being original Senate File Number 48. That's so signed. Senate Enrolled Act Number 44.
Senate Enrolled Act, being original Senate File 42.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 44, being original Senate File Number 42. So signed. Senate Enrolled Act Number 45.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 45, being original Senate File 20.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 45, being original Senate File Number 20. That's so signed. Senate Enrolled Act Number 46.
Senate Enrolled Act being original Senate File 75.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 46 being original Senate File Number 75. I have so signed. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that the Senate be adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow, March 5th. 10 a.m.
Announcements. Senator Massey.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a reminder for those who are free this evening, we'll continue the session. Down at our favorite watering hole by the railroad tracks.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, on your way down to our favorite watering hole, you might want to stop by the Barrett Building to visit at the State Archives facilities until 6.
Senator Nicholas.
Mr. President, if you don't want to go to the watering hole or you want to join us later, some of us will go to the watering hole beginning about 7 to 8 this evening. We're going to cook up some ribs at my brother Bob's house. You're all free to join us, and I've got some maps here if you'd like to go there, if you'd rather either before or after the, or you don't even have to go to the watering hole, you can still join us.
Senator Elliott.
Mr. President, on behalf of our Vice President, who's otherwise involved, I was asked to announce that our Joint Conference Committee on message number 274 on Senate File 25 will be at 9 a.m. in the morning in Senate 1 Judiciary.
You've heard the motion that the Senate be adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow, Friday, March 5th. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion carried. We are adjourned.